is interesting, though, Eric, how these people kind of come out of the woodwork sometimes. When I started the Old Baba Center in Pasadena in 1969, it just been open a couple of months, and this lady, it was on Saturday, this lady was on a bicycle. She rode up out in front, she parked her bike, she got in. She said, I met him in 1956 when he came to the West. She got back on the bicycle and left. She went, wait a minute, he's gone.
By the way, I'm just waiting up. By the way, you know, is there a lady, of course she is now a grown up one, by name Heather? Do you all come across her?
Heather? I know her.
The one who had seen Baba when she was a kid.
Heather Berger.
Heather what?
Berger.
Berger?
Yeah, she was married to a Grant Berger. I know the one.
Oh, I see. Does she come to Myrtle Beach again?
No, she just disappeared out of sight.
Yeah.
I have seen her husband. She left her husband and everything, and she traveled around the world, and nobody's heard from her for a long time.
She's the one who saw Baba in the car.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's the
smiled and smiled. Baba smiled at her, and she never can forget the smile.
Is she the one who thought Baba was the president?
President,
yeah.
So such things are there, what to say. A smile, an imprint is there. Yeah. A look, a glance, a glimpse. This is what he told us. Yeah. I would all the time feel so sad about these mothers and men, mothers holding babies there in their arms, holding garlands to Garland Baba, and standing in the sun in long queues and all that sort of thing. So I would feel really sad and disappointed, you know. So why can't Baba allow people to come anytime they want and then go away on fixed timing? But then why all of a sudden giving a one period, you see, and the density is so thick and all of the people and all that. So I one day told Baba, why Baba, see how they are, see mother standing there with the baby there in scorching sun and all that. So one glimpse is enough. Not more than that. Same thing happened with Rick Chapman. He's not here, no? What do you call? Freeman, his friend. So Rick Chapman, when he met Baba for the first time, so naturally it was in Pune and all that. Only once he met him. So he continued to prolong his stay. So he'd pay a visit to my parents' place in Pune and all that. And sometimes Baba would send me there in the evenings to spend the night with my parents. So he'll come and we'll sit there and talk about Baba and all that. And his love for Baba would just naturally hurt me. And sometimes love does hurt Baba. Helplessness is there, you know. So one day I told Baba, Baba, Rick Chapman is still here. A month and a half has passed by and he's still here. Would you like to see him? Once is enough. How lasting it is. Once. Just once.